Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdez Mesa received U.S. journalist Dewayne Wickham and other academic personalities visiting the island. Since his first visit to the island in 1999, Wickham has been organizing trips for students and journalists from the U.S. interested in learning about the Cuban reality. At the meeting held at the Palace of the Revolution, Valdez Mesa expressed his gratitude for the actions promoted by the visitors to improve relations between the two countries and eliminate the blockade imposed by the United States on the largest of the Antilles. Participants in the first meeting of solidarity with Cuban Argentina's Norte Grande expressed their support for the government and people of the Caribbean nation and demanded an end to the U.S. aggression against that country. Gathered in the city of San Miguel de Tucumán, members of several organizations and representatives of the island demanded the end of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington on the island for more than six decades. They also called for the exclusion of Cuba from a list of alleged sponsors of terrorism drawn up by the United States and the closure and return of the territory illegally occupied in Guantanamo. The U.S. empire brings weapons, war, and death to every corner of the planet. Cuba shares health, education, equity, and freedom. It is a symbol of struggle and solidarity with the people, it concluded. Jurists, social, trade union, and political organizations from Europe, Latin America, and the United States launched at the Brussels 2023 People's Summit the call for an international tribunal against the blockade imposed on Cuba. Maite Mola, leader of the Party of the European Left, accompanied by some 20 representatives of associations, read the call for the tribunal, scheduled for November 16 and 17 in Brussels during the first day of the Forum of Social Movements and Progressive Forces in Europe, Latin America, and the Caribbean. This tribunal aims to denounce the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba for more than six decades, a policy it describes as illegal and inhumane. Members of the Argentine Solidarity Movement, Mas Cuba, and the Union of Cuban Residents in Argentina reiterated their support for the revolution in our country and demanded an end to the aggressions of the U.S. government. During an act near the Cuban embassy in Buenos Aires, members of these groups, the Central de Trabajadores de Argentina, CTA, the Central de Trabajadores Autónoma, the Communist Party, and others commemorated the 70th anniversary of the assaults on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes barracks. The Spanish-language newspaper Correo Canadiense confirmed that tourists from Canada continue today their eyes set on Cuba for many reasons, including its tranquility and its beauties. The newspaper insists that Canadian tourists like Cuba because, unlike in some Caribbean destinations, they feel safer, enjoying magnificent beaches, staying in hotels managed by Canadian companies, or participating in a rich cultural life, in addition to the fact that Cubans appear to them as unique and hospitable people. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.